Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Micah today, what unveils before us in that reading is the indictment of God's people. We are witness in this reading to a trial before all of creation. A trial where God begs us to know what God has done wrong. I have brought you up. I have redeemed you. I have saved you. It's almost as if God is saying, what more could you possibly want? We have been rescued from our enslavement to sin. We have been released from the prison of our selfishness. But we, like Micah's first audience, still think that we're the ones in charge. God today is searching for any mistake, but we are the ones mistaken. Now in Micah's audience, as well as us, we do eventually realize our guilt when we are confronted by our gracious God and by all of the amazing goodness that God has done for us. We crumble. We know that we are not the ones in charge, and yet we still want to have a little bit of control. And so Micah describes a quest for the perfect apology, right? The best way for us to come before God, sorry for our actions, sorry for our shortcomings, sorry for our sinfulness. And so starting small, we cast then larger and larger and more involved apologies, from burnt offerings, calves a year old, thousands of rams, 10,000s of rivers of oil, our firstborn child. And God doesn't want anything to do with any of that. What does the Lord require of you? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. God doesn't want our firstborn child as a sacrifice on any altar. God doesn't want rivers of oil or thousands of rams. God wants us to turn away from the darkness of sin and live in justice, kindness, and humility. God has freed us from our guilt and our sin. God has redeemed us and saved us all already. That is what God is even saying in this trial in Micah. Our reactions may be foolish or short-sighted, but what God wants us to do is receive these amazing gifts of God, this grace, and then live lives that reflect that grace, that reflect the light of God's love in humility, justice, and kindness. To this day, we still believe that we need to be successful and strong. We need to be undefeated conquerors in order for God to love us or bless us. Too often we see, like Micah's original audience or like the people Jesus was speaking to, that blessings are the direct result of our success. All right, I'm blessed because I did this. We look for ways to earn the blessings. So then, of course, we can lord it over other people around us. But is that what we hear in the gospel today? In the gospel today, Jesus shows us that God's present, God's blessing, is with the meek, the peacemakers, the pure in heart. Nothing about success there at all. God is with those who mourn, is with the poor in spirit, is with those who are persecuted or hunger for righteousness. Again, there is nothing about success there, but blessings abound. In this moment in the gospel, Jesus is echoing Micah and is telling us and everyone who will listen to him that God's blessing isn't about success. It's about kindness and justice. It's about humility and loving God and loving your neighbor. That is where God is. That is where God's blessing is. It's with all of us. Not because of rivers of oil or thousands of rams, not because of any success on our part, but because God loves us anyway. Do we see that? Can we feel that? All we need do is turn around, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, that's how all of this works. We can see that what Jesus is doing here at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount is teaching us what difference it makes in the world that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because the kingdom of heaven that Jesus is proclaiming is a relationship that is available to us with God. God's presence is here among us. God's love is for us. God's grace is leading us out of the darkness of sin and into the light of God's blessing. That kingdom, that relationship, it's right now. Wherever we are, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so, if the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then even when you are persecuted, you are blessed. Even when you mourn, you are blessed. The world may laugh at you, call you losers, but you are blessed with the presence of God. God is with you, and you have hope for tomorrow, hope even for today. Since the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then even when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, when we aren't sure that God is around us or cares about us, the blessing is still with us, always. When we are peacemakers or pure in heart, when we are, you know, persecuted for Christ's sake, we are blessed, especially as we share the justice, the kindness, and the humility God is asking for. See, that truly is the purpose of all of these blessings. The blessings come to us not so that we have something to brag about or something to keep on our shelf until we need to dust it off and show it to somebody so that we can impress them. We are blessed in order to be a blessing for others. That's how blessings become a signal of the kingdom of heaven. We are blessed so that in our lives we can share those blessings and build the kingdom larger and larger. So in our persecution, our blessing is to help be a blessing for others. Perhaps we took that persecution instead of someone else. Perhaps our willingness to suffer helps someone find strength in their own weak witness. When we are merciful, that is, when we are kind and it is not deserved, we are witness to God's own kindness and love to each of us. When we mourn, we can offer ourselves to the kindness of our sisters and brothers. We offer ourselves to the kindness that comes from God. We are blessed so that blessing can abound. We are blessed in order to be a blessing for others. These blessings come when we win and when we lose. These blessings come when we are still and know that God is God. When we know that God is the source of our grace and our hope and our strength and our peace. All of these gifts God pours into our lives. All of these blessings flow to us and are meant to bless those around us as they flow not only to us, but through us to the world. We do not need to be successful or strong. We do not need to sacrifice our children to appease God's wrath. We get to turn around, to turn back to God and live in justice and humility, with kindness, mercy, purity of heart, and with the strength of Jesus' presence flowing to all of us. I want you all to know that blessed are you. But I also want you to know the truth that you are all blessed in order to be a blessing. Amen.